Father of missing American serving in IDF pleads with Biden not to take a back seat. By Catherine Hamilton on October 10, 2023. The father of a missing American who serves in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, called on the Biden administration not to take a back seat in the efforts to rescue Israeli Americans held hostage by Hamas terrorists. Ruby Chen told reporters during a Monday press conference at a Tel Aviv hotel that the last time he spoke to his son, 19-year-old Itai Chen, was on Saturday morning, where he said that they were under attack. Itai Chen, who was born in New York City and is a dual citizen of the United States and Israel, serves in the IDF. Related video: Israeli mother on Hamas terrorists kidnapping her children, it's against the laws of war. We know that he was active. We know that he was in communication for a while, but since then, silence. The formal indication that we received from the IDF is that he is defined as missing in action, MIA, Ruby said. Ruby said Itai's MIA status means no one has been able to physically locate him, identify him, or say they have seen him since Saturday. It also means Itai is not in a hospital or counted among the deceased. Itai is believed to be among the more than 130 people kidnapped from Israel by Hamas terrorists now being held captive in the Gaza Strip, USA Today reported. Watch. Ruby said if his son has been taken into hostile territory, then he requests for the U.S. government, as well as from the captives Hamas is, to treat him as a POW. Prisoner of war, should be treated according to international law, meaning having someone visit him, have the doctor to see him, have the UN representative see him as well. We are asking the U.S. not to take a backseat. The U.S. has a lot of resources at its attention. It is able to do many things that can be different than what the Israeli government can do, Ruby continued. And we are asking on behalf of my family for President Biden. While we are sure his heart is in the right place when it comes to Israel, and the Secretary of State to do what they can to make this end for us as soon as possible, to become family, whole again. According to USA Today, Corporal Itai Chen was on the Gaza border when Hamas terrorists began their horrific attack on Israel on Saturday morning. He was raised in New York, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance each day and cheering on American sports. Itai Chen grew up a Los Angeles Lakers fan who adored Kobe Bryant while his dad rooted for the hometown New York Knicks, according to the report. Ruby Chen later moved his family to Israel, where he resides with his wife and three children in Netanya, north of Tel Aviv. Ruby remains a U.S. citizen and U.S. taxpayer. Ruby noted that Itai had stayed on base in Israel before the attack so that he could return home for his younger brother's bar mitzvah over the weekend. President Joe Biden on Monday said at least 11 Americans have been killed, and an unspecified number of Americans remain unaccounted for. While we are still working to confirm, we believe it is likely that American citizens may be among those being held by Hamas, Biden said in a statement. I have directed my team to work with their Israeli counterparts on every aspect of the hostage crisis. Hamas launched the terror attack early Saturday on Israel and has thus far killed more than 1,100 people and injured more than 3,400 people, according to reports. The attack occurred on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the last festival of the High Holy Day cycle. More than 100 Israelis were also kidnapped to Gaza, including women, children, and the elderly, many of whom were abused during their abductions. The Palestinian terror attack against Israel has been referred to as the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. In response to the attack, the Israeli Air Force has struck at least 1,000 terror targets in Gaza. Israel has also mobilized 300,000 reservists in the past 48 hours as its forces continue strikes against Hamas terror targets in Gaza.